Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history, as we are going to look at the date of August 1st and the tremendous athletes that made history on this day, along with the jersey numbers that they wore. And some of those that we'll be talking about are the jersey numbers of 3, 4, 11, 25, 14, 50, 43, 17, number 32, 8, 15, 27, 44, 31, and number 9. We're going to get to these stars right now and start off on August 1st, 1906. The Brooklyn Superbas Major League Baseball pitcher Harry McIntyre no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates for 10 and two-thirds innings, but ended up losing the game in the 13th inning by 1-0 score, of all things, on an unearned run. On August 1st, 1924, Brooklyn pitcher Dazzy Vance struck out a Major League Baseball record of 7 consecutive batters as the Robins beat the Cubs 4-0, the Brooklyn Robins. August 1st, 1928, future number 3 for the Yankees, Babe Ruth, hit a home run, number 42 of the season, in the Yankees' 12-1 victory over the St. Louis Browns. This wall-clearing hit set him some 4 weeks ahead of his 1927 pace, which set the record. August 1st, 1933, New York Giants future Hall of Fame pitcher Carl Hubble, number 11 on his back, set an MLB record for the consecutive scoreless innings at 45 and a third as the Giants lost 3-1 versus the Boston Braves. And on August 1st, 1941, New York Yankees pitcher number 11, Lefty Gomez, set a Major League Baseball record for the most walks in a shutout, issuing 11 of the freebies in a 9-0 win versus the St. Louis Browns. August 1st, 1945, the New York Giants outfielder Mel Ott, wearing number 4, hit his historic 500th career Major League Baseball home run off of the Braves' Johnny Hutchings. And with this milestone smash, he joined Babe Ruth number 3 and Jimmy Fox, also who were number 3, as the only players to reach the 500 homer plateau at that point in time. August 1st, 1953, Boston Red Sox pitcher Ben Flowers, wearing his number 25 on his uniform, set a then Major League Baseball record of 8 consecutive games in relief. And on August 1st, 1957, Gil Hodges, who wore number 14 that season, hit his 13th Major League Baseball career grand slam, a National League record, and a last ever by a Brooklyn Dodgers player. Now, August 1st, 1957, former Major League Baseball outfielder Glenn Gorbis, number 50, had quite an arm when he played. He showed that even after his pro baseball career was over, that he still could use his rocket launcher as he threw a regulation baseball, a record of 136 meters, and that's 445 feet 10 inches to you and I in the United States, in a game promotion before a Major League Baseball game. Now, August 1st, 1962, Boston Red Sox pitcher Bill Mombouquet no-hit the Chicago White Sox with a 1-0 victory. On August 1st, 1964, Big Daddy Garlitz, Dan Big Daddy Garlitz, that is, became the first drag racer to run the quarter mile at over 200 miles per hour. His speedometer reached 201.34 miles per hour at the Island Dragway in New Jersey. That's quite a record back in 1964 to hit for the dragster. Now, August 1st, 1970, future Hall of Fame Pittsburgh outfielder Willie Stargell, number 8. Hammered out 3 doubles and 2 homers in a 20-10 Pirates win versus the Braves at Atlanta Stadium. On August 1st, 1971, Richard Petty, the King, in the number 43 STP-sponsored Plymouth, wins the Dixie 500 in Atlanta, Georgia, to become the first NASCAR driver to win $1 million in career earnings. And we know that they do that for just a race or two now, but that was big money for the King back in 1971. August 1st, 1972, San Diego's Nate Colbert, number 17, hit a Major League Baseball record tying 5 home runs and record 13 RBIs as the Padres blanked the Atlanta Braves by the score of 9-0 and then turned around and won 11-7 in a doubleheader. This August 1st hasn't been too good for the Atlanta Braves and the Braves organization through history, has it? August 1st, 1973, a struggling ABA club, Virginia Squires, trades star forward Julius Erving, Dr. J, number 32, to the New York Nets for George Carter and some much-needed cash for that ABA club, Virginia Squires. August 1st, 1973, Major League Baseball All-Star catchers Thurman Munson, number 15 of the New York Yankees, and Boston Red Sox catcher Carlton Fisk, wearing number 27, they had a brawl at home plate in Fenway Park as the Red Sox won 3-2. Not sure what that disagreement was all about, but when you have two catchers like that that are Hall of Fame stars like that, it's hard to believe. August 1st, 1977, San Francisco Giants first baseman Willie McCovey, number 44, hit his National League 18th Major League Baseball career grand slam. He loved it when the bases were loaded, that's for sure. August 1st, 1978, an abrupt halt came. Number 14, Pete Rose's National League record hitting streak of 44 games stopped when the Reds played the Atlanta Braves. Here's one good one for you, Braves fans. The Braves came out swinging and played good defense, and your 16-4 overturn of the Reds, stopping Pete Rose's great streak for the National League record. August 1st, 1982, Darrell Waltrip in car number 17 became the first driver to win the Talladega 500 twice in his career in just the 13th running of the midsummer NASCAR event. In August 1st, 1985, St. Louis Cardinals outfielder speedster Vince Coleman, wearing his number 29 jersey, stole two bases in the first inning of a contest against the Chicago Cubs. The Cards still, however, suffered a 9-8 loss to the Cubbies, and Coleman went on to set the National League rookie record at 74 base wipes that season. August 1st, 1993, Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, who famously wore the jerseys numbers of 31, 9, and 44 in his career, and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York on this day. Mr. October was a 14-time Major League Baseball All-Star and quite a brilliant player when it came to be playoffs and World Series time. August 1st, 1994, Baltimore Orioles shortstop number 8 Cal Ripken Jr. became the second player after Lou Gehrig to appear in 2,000 consecutive Major League Baseball games in a 1-0 win versus the Twins, Baltimore, with that victory there. So we are happy you joined us here for this little bit of sports break on some sports history and some great players with some great events. Hope you'll join us back each and every day here at on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. You can also find some great information on sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and of course, jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.